This is KCUR 89.3. Drive past a field of corn or soybeans in the Midwest, and you can almost be sure they're genetically engineered. That's been the case since the 90s. But now GMO foods are moving from the field to your kitchen. Harvest Public Media's Grant Gerlach explains.
I'm at home helping get some dinner started, and tonight we're having roasted potatoes and steak. And I was looking around the kitchen to see if we have anything here that's genetically modified. I know the potatoes aren't, and the steak isn't either, although the steer that gave us the steak probably did eat some genetically modified corn. Most of the things that you do find in your kitchen are at least a few steps removed from the GMO crops in your field. That's one thing that's about to change.
My name is Neil Carter, and I'm the president of Okanagan Specialty Fruits, and we're a company located in Summerland, British Columbia, that has developed the non-browning Arctic apple.
The Arctic apple is the first genetically engineered apple. Its genes are altered so when you cut it or take a bite, it doesn't brown. The first version of the apple, the Arctic Golden Delicious, is headed for test markets in the Midwest in February. Carter wouldn't say exactly where, but he says it's about making apples as convenient as baby carrots.
I can cut this up in my kid's lunchbox and I'll slice up the apple and it doesn't go brown and they'll actually eat it.
It's one of the first GMO foods marketed at consumers, not farmers, and that's a sign of how the science of genetic engineering is evolving. The old way was focused on big commodity crops, corn, soybeans, cotton. It was aimed at making them resistant to pesticides or insects by adding new DNA into the plants. Sally McKenzie is a plant geneticist at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln.
We were taking DNA sequences from another often non-plant species, and moving it into plants. And the next generation of technologies, those being implemented now, including the new apple, we're not introducing foreign DNA any longer.
The new way works within a plant's own genome. For instance, the Arctic apple uses a technology called RNA interference, sometimes called gene silencing. There's a gene in the apple that produces an enzyme that makes it turn brown. But if you add an extra strand of RNA, that gene is effectively switched off or silenced.
We're basically down-regulating a gene that's already within that apple. So I see that as entirely different, and I think it's important for the average consumer to recognize that technologies have moved on.
That's important because it makes biotech plant breeding cheaper and more precise, and less expensive when it comes to federal regulations. McKenzie says that changes the business side of biotech. She says huge companies like Monsanto have dominated the industry because of the cost of regulations. Old technology focused on big commodities, in part because it's a sure way to recoup that investment. But engineered plants that don't introduce new genes also don't face the same regulatory hurdles.
So you're going to see more and more, I think, traits coming out that are really consumer-friendly, designed to respond to consumer demand and for smaller markets, you know, for the apple market, which isn't nearly as huge as, let's say, the corn market.
Corn will still get plenty of attention, but more companies may shift their focus from the field to your fridge. The Arctic apple will be one of the first GMOs to reach the produce aisle directly, not as an ingredient. But it's not the only one. A virus-resistant papaya is already on the shelf, so is a bruise-resistant russet potato. And the fruit company Del Monte has approval for a pink pineapple, engineered to carry more of the antioxidant lycopene. Joan Driggs is editorial director of Progressive Grocer, which covers the grocery business. Her advice for stores is to be upfront that these foods are genetically engineered.
Transparency is what everything is about. Any retailer or manufacturer has to be transparent with their customer.
The big question for the biotech industry is, once consumers know how these apples were created, whether they'll care. The Arctic apple's test run will last through March. The company expects a wider commercial release this fall. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media, based here at KCUR 89.3, reports on farm and food issues in collaboration with public media stations across the Midwest. For more information, visit harvestpublicmedia.org.